a home draw against a Football League club who must probably be concerned about us more than we're concerned about them. Because obviously, from their point of view, this has got to be viewed as a banana skin or potential banana skin. And they'll probably be starting to do their homework on us right from now, I should imagine.
And I would guess the television producers are also going to be considering it very highly as a potential televised second round tie.
Well, I certainly hope so, because we depends on what happens in the Oxford replay, but we could be the lowest ranked team left in the second round. And if that is the case against league opposition, one would hope that they would probably pick up this game, yes.
If it is televised, what are the commercial implications for a club like Tottenham?
Huge, in a word. Something that we'd need to sit down and consider, but in one word, huge.
And do you feel the club is equipped to cope with a big tie like that?
We've been on a steep learning curve ever since we moved into this ground back in February. As I say, it's a learning curve, but we listen to people, we take advice from other clubs that have been there and done that, and we like to learn from them as well as ourselves and move the thing forward. So hopefully it will be a successful day.
And apart from the euphoria after the 8-1 win over Bradford Park Avenue, what lessons have you learned from this weekend and a fantastic crowd?
Absolutely. Spot on with the crowd. They were absolutely fantastic, and really like to thank them very much for turning up in their droves to support us, and let's hope that they'll come back on the third, if it's on the Saturday, because Saints are away, and I know there was a contingent of Saints supporters here, so let's hope they all come back.